I think some of the Farshim say this, that I think it's also the Medrash writes that there's a chiyah to give honor to a rav in his own hometown. Where was Rabbi Akiva's hometown? So if you learn Sanhedrin, the Gemara says Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken, that his hometown was where? In Bnei Brak. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar gave permission to Rabbi Akiva to sit by Seba, since it took place in Bnei Brak, his hometown. Okay, I just had to...
When was Bnei Brak established?
This is not the same Bnei Brak as the one that we have today. This is Gemara Gidin, you probably know that. Bnei Bono Shul Haman, Lamdu Terev in Bnei Brak. It's not the same Bnei Brak. That was established on Kazalish.
Is it the same location?
I do not know. I cannot answer that question. I honestly do not know. But there are many, many very beautiful interpretations of this particular paragraph. Some say, by the way, that this story happened when it was the Pesach that preceded the outbreak of the insurrection on the part of Bar Kokhba against the Goyish government. In this room. What?
Do you
want to
change the venue?
No, you don't have to change it. It's fine. You know, so that's what those who Magidim actually were, said that this is exactly what happened. And they would talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not only talk about the story of the past, the Paro, but the story about what's happening now. And what does that mean? It was a long night. The Bar Kokhba revolt was planned on the Seder night. And that's why they studied the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a clue to the future. It's very interesting that this is not an isolated event. I mean, certainly throughout our history, we are talking about building and rebuilding. Rabbi Akiva, as you know, the Bar Kokhba revolt, what was his position? That we should revolt against the Romans. That was the position of Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, that's what they want to say. That's what they were discussing over here. Magidim say this. Someone asked me, you're probably familiar with this. Here, this, the Balagodov. I think, who says this? I've forgotten already. One of the Dashavim says this. That, why do we, on Pesach night, have to go through everything that we went through then? And they give a mashal. I think Dubna Magid probably says it. You know Dubna Magid? Dubna Magid is Mishalev. He said, a person who may be poor, but he makes a party once a year. Yes, and what's the point? Why are you celebrating when you are impoverished? When you are essentially destitute, you lost all your wealth. So he answered, sure, I lost all my wealth. However, the Chokhmah Satorah that I acquired during my period of prosperity, that remained with me. That's why I have a good reason to celebrate. So too, yes, why do we celebrate the redemption of our forefathers who were back in Golis? The answer is because, not because of the physical benefit of the redemption, but more from the spiritual elevation, which we got from Kabbalah Satorah, took place right after the Gula. And therefore, that's a treasure which is passed down generation to generation, that remains with us. That's something that's an ongoing thing. Anyway, that's why I call Amar B'Lasam, because yes, it's right, raise a Meshuvah. Okay, I want to go further. Yeah.
In Mazda Rabbi Eliezer, so the Rav asked a question about Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah versus the Chachamim.
Yes.
So, at the end, the Rav says that maybe it's telling you about the. They only spoke about the halachot until chatzot, and then Sivri Tiras Mitzrayim all night. So is that how we paskin?
I mentioned to you that that's not how we paskin. It says Chayi Banu Vasa Bnei Sapesu Kol Alayla Achin Tetevenu Shina Som Chaber Tesefta. So we do a Kol Alayla. That's a chiddush.
Both halachot and Sivri Tiras Mitzrayim.
Okay. It says Vasa Behilcha Sapesa. How do you translate that? So Mechaber Shemalor Tesefta.
Right.
That's to me pretty clear. Even though I heard Rav Soloveitchik say, would you just quote in his name? I think you mentioned also, Josh mentioned before, earlier, that the Rambam does not count, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah Zuchiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Generally, the answer that's given by Rav Chaim, I didn't mention it yesterday. Rav Chaim's answer to this question, why the Rambam counts Sipur and not Zuchira, is because the mitzvah of Zuchira is already included under another mitzvah. Namely, under which mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sama Hashemayim. And the Jew, part of the mitzvah of Emunah is to accept upon ourselves all Mama Hashemayim. The Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, Gemara says that, Gemara quotes, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is Kabbalah Sama Hashemayim. So we see that, we say in the Shema, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, then we say in the third paragraph, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yisrael, and come on, we say over there. Ani Hashem Elokecha, thank you. Ani Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzichem, Asher Tzitzich Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. So you see that the juxtaposition of the kingship of Hashem and the exodus of Egypt apparently implies that the Zechira is an inherent part of what? Of Kabbalah Zman HaShemayim. That's exactly what Asher Tzadibra says. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yisrael, Meretz Avodim. No, it's not a separate chiyuv. The obligation to remember Mitzvah is not an independent chiyuv, but rather it's a particular manner of fulfilling the more general chiyuv of Kabbalah Zman HaShemayim. That's not Chaim Riska. It's going to Rav quotes it in Shurim Zecha Vimori. It's a long footnote. And there he mentions this idea. So that's why, according to the Rambam's counting of the Tayag Mitzvos, so if I have a specific requirement that, in effect, that is part of a general mitzvah is not counted separately. So therefore, this is part of the general mitzvah of Kabbalah Zman HaShemayim. There's no need to count separately the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzvah. I mentioned yesterday that why does Rav Elazar Nazari say Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana? But the Gemara Brachas there, the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas, points out that it was appointed as a Nasi, he was 18 years old, and overnight 18 rows of white hair grew in his beard to give him the appearance of a much older person, so that he could command more respect. That's why he was really much younger. But he said, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. You know, they say, Al Pi HaKabbalah, Isaac, this is for you. They say that Shama of Rav Elazar Nazariah was a nitzos of whom? Of Gilgal HaShua HaNavi. Hazeh Shnei Tzvar. That's how the Goldschmidt likes to speak Yiddish. He says there was a nitzos of Shua HaNavi. And since he was 18 years old at the time, he had part of the Shama of Shua HaNavi. How long did Shua live? 52. And then we said, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. 52 plus 18 is 70. This is the extent of my Kabbalistic contribution here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Elon. See, as I said, it's cool. Anyway, I heard this from Rabbeim of mine many, many years ago. Okay, the truth, this is my podcast, which is a mission that needs a lot of explication, but I began to kill the rest of the Shia, which I don't plan on doing. And so I want to go on to the next section, which is Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Tel Yam Yisrael Baruch Hu. By the way, what's the connection between this and Dalai Bani? So I think I mentioned to you that undoubtedly part of it is simple, because a person lost his love was going to be asked, were you involved in the study of Torah? Among the questions, the Gemara in Shabbos says, are you involved in the study of Torah? The Gemara says, in Yuma, then they're going to ask him, he says, I'm poor. Well, you're poorer than Hillel. He studied Torah despite his poverty. He says he's rich, he's busy. He has to sit by the screen, look to see how his stocks are doing. In the stock market, were you richer? It wasn't the Gemara says in Yuma, he studied Torah despite his fabulous wealth. No, if he says he was born with a very powerful typhus, he couldn't control the Yitzhahara. He had typhus stronger than Yosef. He was able to conquer them and observe Torah. So that's what, in effect, Rabbi Williger is?
He's not coming this morning, so.
Why not?
He was up all the last night.
Oh, he's very good. Blame the Kinderlach, Baruch Hashem. He should be blessed. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying here. There are many excuses in not learning Torah. David HaMelech says, Rabbos Machshav is Levish, Matzah Hashem Yisokum. The person has many excuses which he offers for not studying Torah. Atzah Hashem, what's Hashem's response? He, Sokol, what does he mean? Ezra? He is Hillel. Yosef. I'm a Muslim and Chassid. I'm getting Kabbalistic. I'm a Goldschmidt. Did you catch what I just said? Anyway, I'm talking to this father over here. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, Kineged Avraham Avinu Divrei Torah, Baruch Avraham Baruch Hu. You know, the Rav used to comment, one of his most beautiful comments, I think he has it probably said, I agree, I don't remember. The Rav used to comment that, why the term Makom? What does the term Makom mean? Chazal say, who becomes Shalala, Meina, Ela, Makoma. Right? But Hashem is Bar. He's the becoming Shalala, Meina, Ela, Makoma. But what does the word Makom mean, and how does the term Makom use? So the Rav used the following mushroom. But this is godless, part of the Rav's great godless. The Gemara says that there's a distinction between two Nevi'im, Yishayahu HaNavi and Yechezkel. The Gemara compares Yishayahu to a Ben Krach, who's like an aristocratic city slicker, if I can use that term. Vashem Ken, Yechezkel was compared to not a Ben Krach, but a Ben Kfar, like a farmer, a villager. It's a Gemara Chagiga. Where is that? The Gemara Daf Gimel. Yeah, it's probably where it is. What's the distinction between Yishayahu and between Yechezkel? So the Gemara says, if you take a look at Yishayahu's description of Hashem Yisbarach, and then compare it to Yechezkel's description of Hashem Yisbarach, I'm talking about in the Ma'aseh Merkava. So do you remember the distinction between the two? Yechezkel basically is very elaborate. A lengthy arichos. Remember, Yechezkel is a very difficult sefer logic because of that elaboration. In Yishayahu, you have a short parak that deals with the description of the Ma'aseh Merkava of Hashem Yisbarach. It's relatively terse. The intention of Rava's metaphor, when Rava compares Yechezkel to a Ben Kfar, Yishayahu to a Ben Krach, is to communicate that even though both the Nevi'im saw the same vision, they both saw the Ma'aseh Merkava, but the reason why Yechezkel's prophecy is more elaborate, because he's like a villager. When does a villager see the king? Quite rarely. For a farmer to go to the big city and, shall we say, to experience the sheen and glimmer of royalty and aristocracy is something which is quite rare. And that's why he's more effusive. When he describes his encounter with the king, obviously it's going to be much more elaborate. Mashenki Shayo Anobi, he's a Ben Krach, he lives in the capital city. Someone told me, when I left Canada, I felt I had to go to Ottawa. Every city that I live in, before I leave, I try to see what the sights of that city are. So now this is Providence, Rhode Island. Where did I go? I went to Newport in order to see what? Newport Synagogue, Newport Shul. Anyone have been to the Newport Shul? Newport Shul is one of the oldest
shul in America. George Washington gave an address there or something.
That's correct. And so did Avishai David. I got up in the pulpit and I started to doubt it. I did that in Hyde Square also, in London. I ranked out the British government. What?
Sorry, where did you go to?
I went to London. Hyde Park, what's it called? Yeah. And they get up there, and I got up there also, except I saw I was soon surrounded by a bunch of ruffians, and I decided to leave the scene quickly. Anyway, I spoke about Britain and its general approach. Of course, at that time I was a US citizen, and I still am. I compared the Brits to the United States, and I have what to say about that, but there were a few people there, some ruffian types, very native, loyal Brits, and they appreciate what I was going to say. I couldn't let them see. But anyway, everywhere I go, I darshan. The kids said, I darshan Newport Synagogue as well. And then, when I left, where was I about to say?
Ottawa.
Yeah, when I left Toronto, I went to Ottawa, because I had to see, what did I have to see?
Capital.
Not just the capital, what I want to see.
Yeah. Senators.
On the show.
The changing of the guard. What's with you people? Adam, you said that? I thought you were replacing Alicia over here, but anyway, the Krogovic. Shalom Aleichem, Boker Tov. So the changing of the guard, they are referring to with all their plumage. You know, Ben, what I'm talking about. I imagine you've seen it, no? Anyway, so the distinction is that someone who listens to the capital sees the king all the time. There's no need to be so elaborate in describing the event. But the difference is not just in the intensity of their nevuah. The different vision also reflects the different times and circumstances under which they lived, said Rasal Vecek. Namely, that Yishayahu lived when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. Yishayahu lived as Beis HaMikdash, as you know. And the presence of Hashem was very, very palpable. So what does Yeshayahu say? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzvakos v'lo kolor eskivoda. Yecheskel lived when? On the Har Kvar. Lived after the Churban HaMikdash. And since he lived after the Churban HaMikdash, he prophesied Galus Golos. Hashem is no longer imminent. Hashem has receded to his heavenly abode. Correct? Hashem now is hidden. There are many veils of transcendence that exist. And what does he say? Baruch Kvod Hashem Nimkomo. And that's basically the word Nimkomo represents Nimkomo Hanistar Vehamufrosh Vehamuflo. The word Mokom refers to what? Refers to Hashem Benistar. Well, obviously, Shayyahu Hanavi, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Hashem is Baruch B'Golui. Hashem is Baruch in the very open. So these two Nebuas represent two perspectives, also comprise the Kedusha, how the Malachim, HaMeshabeach Hashem. So the word HaMakom is always used when Hashem is Benistar, when he seems distant, when he seems far away, during a time of travail, during a time of trauma, of tragedy. And yet, still, the Makom is there. For example, Rasa Lezi said, this explains why, last night I called someone in England to Menachem Avo. Someone in my shul lost their father, Johnny Kitzberg, a very fine fellow. Just had a bar mitzvah 2 weeks ago. His father was just nifter, so I told him, HaMakom Yenachem Aschav Etzach Shav Elasir Yerushalayim. Why do we use the word HaMakom? Why that Shem Hashem used Dafka? The answer is because then during Avelos, Hashem is Baruch has been nistar, there's been a sadin. And that's why the Shem of HaMakom, Dafka is used here. And that's why over here, back in the Seder, HaMakom is watching over us. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalas Antel Yam Yisrael, Baruch Hu. That's what we said before, V'isha Amda. V'isha Amda, La'vosein. I never liked that, Adam. And now, it's now grown on me. Is that how it's supposed to happen, Ezra? Who then? I missed that. Who?
Yonatan Razel.
Who is
Yonatan? The guy who wrote
it? He's the one who wrote it. He's the one who wrote it. He sings it. Shweki stole it.
No, he bought it.
Oh, New Yorker. They bought it. It's like the Yankees.
There's a whole story behind it.
I heard I was at his recording studio last 2 weeks ago, and the guy who records Yonatan Razel showed me one of his new songs that's coming out soon. Like a demo of it? Oh my gosh, straight from Shemayim. It'll give me the chills. It's a good
thing. I tell you, I get the chills when I learn the Ramban. That's when I get the chills.
The Ramban.
But I learned the Ramban.
I said, also me.
Oh, Hashem. And when I learn the Ramban Hashem, even greater chills. Terry gives me the chills. I used to sing the other one, which my kid says all the hills. Okay, anyway, I mentioned the other day that Shibali Aleke, our Soloveitchik was fond of saying that the dollar bunny, you have the Shibali Aleke there. Ah, so maybe Rabbi Yosef Adil can give my share, whether he says it or not, I never saw it inside. The Rav said that before the dollar bunny was introduced, you need a Berachas HaTeila. And that's what this represents. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem HaSatel Yam Yisrael Baruch Hu, that this is a kind of Berachas HaTorah before the Dalbana, because we're about to proclaim the ideal of Masorah, namely that Chanuch Lanao Pidaka, he says it? Well, it's not good, I can't see it. Yeah. The Pisha Rotsa Lidrash, we grow Salol, Kinegar Abba Abba, Master Bibir Satela, Pilbe Ploy, Af Lova Fela, Neva Neos, Mamish and Shimon, I like it. I saw it many years ago, but I didn't, now I see it inside, but Rabbi Goldschmidt, thank you very much, that's a beautiful Haggadah. By the way, I suggest that Haggadah also, of Masada Rakuk. They are going to have a sale on this shortly, right after Pesach. Or maybe before Pesach.
Before Pesach, you tell me your
before Pesach, beyond yeah. the unofficial.
There's time to roll up into Mir Yeshiva.
Already.
Before Pesach, they come from 9 to 5 or 9 to 6
okay.
Every day.
Are you signing already now?
Yeah.
For the Masada yeah.
For the, if you're a Chutzlin. Chutzlin means some Chutzar. So therefore, they have the unofficial sale takes place
by
the
Arab.
The official sale takes place at the Pesach. They sell everything. All the Sarah Kuk Svarim that they published.
Really?
And they, every year they add new Svarim that they publish. It's, and this is one of the beautiful Svarim they published.
Sarah Kuk Svarim is a
I recommend this Haggadah. I want to tell you something. I buy many copies of this Haggadah. I give it out to every Bar Mitzvah Bachor. And I go to 40 Bar Mitzvahs a year, sometimes 50. And I buy this every single year. It's quite expensive to me. It's about 40 shekels, 50 shekels. I don't know what it costs anymore. Maybe 35, 40 shekels. I buy, and that's what I give Bar Mitzvah boys as a present every single Bar Mitzvah, which is come out close to 50 a year.
Once a week?
Come out once a week. And the last Bar Mitzvah. And when I'm invited, I give someone, even if I don't go to the Bar Mitzvah, I usually try to show up just to say Mazel Tov. And very often, about 30 a year, I speak. So those I have to go to. But I give as a present, we go to a lot of simchas. We're invited to, I'm not exaggerating, probably 150 simchas a year. It's impossible. I spend my nights and days all just at simchas. Baruch Hashem came here, bro. But you know, you never have time to do anything else. I won't be able to get the chills as well. I don't have time to do it again. Anyway. Okay. Kineged Abba Manu Dibra Torah. Echad Kochan, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Adel Lisho. And, you know, the very famous story of the Bnei Yisasa. You know the Bnei Yisasa? Anybody ever heard of that Sefer? Adam heard of it. Bnei Yisasa is a famous Admor. And you go to a Sefer, which is called Bnei Yisasa. The reason why I own it, because the Rav used to quote it. Salvation is Rebbe Racham. I bought it maybe 45 years ago. I have an old edition. It's a better edition than the Bnei Yisasa. So he was a great Hasidic rabbi. And he had a custom, and I didn't say this, to walk around the city with his Talmidim to see how simple people conducted their Torah, try to learn from them. So one Seder night, he was watching a simple Jew through the window of his house. It wasn't Sashayla Mezabriya. Okay, let's not get into it right now. But anyway, that's the question I asked when I heard the story. As a Gria, I heard the story probably 45 years ago. And I learned about Basra, the first parak. So I asked, what's going on over here? Ken's night, that night was Lel Shimur. Anyway, whatever the case is. So he heard that the man reached upon the Abba Abanim. So what did the man say? He said, Echad, Chacham, Echad, Rasha, Echad, Tam, Echad, Shinan Elisha. Like he was saying, the Echad of Kriya Shema. Get it? That's what this fellow, the simple guy, would do. So the Talmidim of the Bnei Sosa began to laugh uproariously. Because, yes, by Shema Yisrael, Hashem Okay, Hashem Echad, that we know we have Makish Echad. But over here, Ma Kesher, so he said, on the contrary, there's a remnant to this in our God. The Talmidim of Osman Azariah said to him, Higi Azman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. What does Shachris contain in the letters of the four sons? Shin is Shen Yodea Lishol. The Yod, I think, is Yodea. The Ches is the Chokham. The Tav is the Tam. The Resh is the Rasha. So we see that you have to apply the customs of the Kriya Shema to the Dalabat. My father, Mashal, told us that. Might be coming Chassidish. Anyway, okay, back to the real McCoy. I want to mention something which I think is very significant. Obviously, for the Chacham,
it's a shin.
Well, yeah. Okay, the order I'd like to point out right now. I alluded to it yesterday.
The Rosh Hashanahs for the children.
I think the Rosh Hashanahs are. Let's figure it out again. Shin is the She'eno. Yud is Yodea. Ches is Chacham. You're right. I knew you would ask that question. Resh is Russia, and the top is Tav. So you apply the Midhashim of Kriya Shema to Abar Abba. Only a Chassidish can say that. The Bnei Sosra. Great, great Chassidish. By the way, I learned Bnei Sosra. I tried to learn every single Yom Tov. That's my Kesher to Chassidus. I tell that to Shlomo Katz, who teaches Chassidus over here. He's Leila Leila, a different realm than I am. Anyway, anybody ever go to his classes?
You
know,
Leila,
being
Polish,
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah. That was good.
Spoke about the history of Chassidus, actually. Okay.
Very good.
Okay, good. I just want to, I see we have to stop shortly because there's going to be in this room by my Simon. So may I just make one comment, namely what you just asked, Isaac. Why the order? Chacham, Rasha, Tam, Shevet, Elisho. Anyone answer that?
Why the order?
Because it's an order of assimilation.
What does that mean?
Have I heard that one?
No, try that on me again.
It's the...
Kachos.
Is the most assimilated?
What?
No, generations.
It's the generations of assimilation.
Namely?
You have a Chacham. Yeah. Then you have the one rebellious son.
Okay.
Russia.
Next.
What is his son? He knows a little bit. He knows, like, you know, we light him a menorah once a year. We go to Yom Kippur services.
That's probably left with any of the other show.
And then the last one... gone.
Married the Gipshat. I agree with the Gipshat. I love it. That's not a risk of Gipshat, by the way. In the order of the sun. Yeah. You know, they say this, they make the joke that Shalavicha, that this generation, they say, ask your father. The next generation says, oh, it's Kainacha, you have to go to the grandfather. Yom Allah. Pretty bad. Okay. I'm just going. Oh, as I mentioned. Okay, again, I think we'll stop over here. Just give you a few minutes of breather until you hear our assignment. Okay.